ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग।
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
बाबा ने कहा, बाबा का अपना बनाता पढ़ाता फिर साथ
बाबा
ले जाता।
सेड दैट ही मेक्स यू हिज, टीचेस यू एंड देन टेक्स यू विद हिम। ही डज ऑल दीज थ्री थिंग्स टुगेदर। ही फर्स्ट मेक्स यू बिलोंग टू हिम, देन ही सिट्स विद यू एंड टीचेस यू, एंड देन ही टेक्स यू विद हिमसेल्फ।
हम भी ऐसे समझते हैं, बाबा ने अपना बना लिया।
वी ऑल्सो अंडरस्टैंड दैट बाबा हैज मेड अस हिज।
कितने खुश नसीब है।
सो वी आर सो वेरी वेरी फॉर्चुनेट।
कितनी खुशी है।
देयर सो मच हैप्पीनेस।
भगवान ने मुझे अपना बनाया।
दैट गॉड हिमसेल्फ हैज मेड मी हिज।
अपना बना उसकी खुशी है या
so I was thinking,
बनने से खुशी है?
is there happiness because he's made me his, or is it that there's happiness because the study is so elevated? Though we belong to Baba, still there isn't happiness. That means we're not studying very well.
अच्छा, पढ़ाई भी पढ़ते हैं, फिर भी कुछ नहीं है।
But let's say we are studying well, but yet we're not happy.
बाबा के साथ जाने की तैयारी नहीं करते हैं।
We're not preparing ourselves to go with Baba.
साथ जाना है।
We have to go along with him.
तो बाबा का बनने की खुशी पर।
So there's the happiness of belonging to Baba and enjoying the study which is so good, that the study is making the path easy for us. We have come down the ladder, now all we have to do is simply climb up. That's all. Baba always says that you can't find me through any other types of effort, whether it is penance or other kinds of renunciation, but just listen to what I'm saying. That's all. And for this, there needs to be four pictures in your intellect. One is the Trimurti, then the cycle, then the tree, and the ladder. Does everyone have this image of the pictures in their intellect? The Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, with Shiv Baba on the top. He's working through all three. Through Brahma he teaches us, he makes us like Vishnu and shows us what tapasya is through Shankar. We see Sakar Brahma Baba, physical Brahma Baba in front of us, but he always has that aim of becoming perfect and complete as his angelic form. He's always, always had that attention.
सब कुछ समर्पण करके बाबा ने अपने
that surrender everything, and then Baba has kept himself as that image of renunciation. Baba never had the thought that I want to wear these type of clothes, or he always had that simple dress. Baba always had simplicity.
तो simple रहना,
so to stay simple,
स्वच्छ रहना,
to be clean,
सच्चा रहना,
and to be honest. simple, clean, and honest. Be simple, have cleanliness. In our yajna, there is a great deal of importance given to cleanliness. In some kitchens, there might be just two people who are using that kitchen, but you won't even feel like drinking water in that kitchen. Say, for instance, five people living there, but the kitchen will be such. Nowadays, Daddy is not invited to people's houses. Before, when Daddy used to be here in London more often, she used to go to everyone's homes and she would first go into their kitchen and see what the state of the kitchen is. Then she used to go to see the bedrooms, see what the state of the bedroom was. Because everybody makes the sitting room nice and so people can come and sit there, but go to the bedroom and you'll see shoes and God knows what else. And so she thinks, look at the way they live, and this is why people are afraid of inviting Daddy to their homes. They're scared. So Baba has taught us such level of cleanliness so that we are healthy, wealthy, and happy. Healthy, wealthy means full of virtue. Baba says, those who are full of virtue are the ones who are wealthy. If there is some weakness or seeing the weakness of others means there isn't happiness. Whether it's the weakness of oneself or you're seeing the weakness of others, there isn't happiness. The weakness of seeing the weaknesses of others, doesn't matter how many virtues you may have, but because you have the weakness of seeing the weaknesses of others, that steals your happiness. So first of all, cleanliness. So there's nothing in the mind that's not right. Nothing. If someone asks you what's in your mind, you say there's absolutely nothing. No matters of situations in your mind. So first, cleanliness. This is why Daddy says nobody needs to wear dark clothes here. And one time Daddy Kumarka had actually said that no one should wear dark clothes here. If you're going to work or going somewhere else afterwards, you can leave your coat downstairs. Because if you're wearing dark clothes, Daddy thinks that doesn't even appear as if you're going to become angels. First, in the early days when Daddy came to London, people used to ask her, how do you expect us to shower early in the morning and come in the cold to class? But you see, everyone did, and the cleanliness is what's made us healthy. And Baba's teaching us everything, so he's making us wealthy, and therefore the face shines. One who is virtuous, their face shines. If there is some weakness, then it makes you lower your head. That's why first thing in the morning, that is when you have yoga, remove any weakness. At night, remove any weakness. If there is some weakness, it won't allow you to have a sleep that's full of rest.
Finish.
If there's been some mistake through the day, then just tell Baba, and then that's finished. This is how you would check your chart, isn't it? You'd just see if there's been any loss and see if there's been any benefit. And yes, there's been this benefit and that benefit, and you feel how fortunate you are, and that through the day there's been so much benefit. How many did you share sweet Baba's knowledge? Sweet things that Baba shares with others. Count how many sweet things that Baba gives us did you think about? Okay, maybe you didn't share them with other people, but did you think about those things? By being free from wasteful things, if you're simply thinking churning, Baba's sweet versions, then there's a lot of happiness. How much did I remember Baba, or did I forget Baba? If I haven't forgotten Baba, then that's lovely. And Baba says, look at your chart at night. After all, you are great business people. Let there be such income that you accumulate, you donate, and you remain happy. In the present time, there's happiness. And the face will look then like this one has wealth. Your face will reveal that this one has something of value. And so donate, because after all you are donors. And you ask, someone asks, where are you earning this income from? And you just say that I have all of these things. But what are you becoming? You are Rup Basant. Rup means the embodiment of yoga. Basant means you shower knowledge. That is, through this mouth you give knowledge to others. So, Rup means your form, the form of peace, the form of bliss, the form of love. If you are the embodiment, the form of peace, of love, of happiness, bliss, then whatever you say will be very, 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 very nice, very, very good. Everyone will say, this one is very good. So who feels that I want to be Rup Basant? In fact, the story is Rup is separate and Basant is separate, but be both within yourself. Be the embodiment of Gyan as well as Yoga. One who is, you would never say Basant and then Rup. You would always say Rup Basant. First, the embodiment of yoga, then the embodiment of knowledge. So everything in the drama is absolutely accurate. So Dadi shares things of Baba, and Baba says to be light and entertaining. And when there is truth within the self, then the face sparkles. There's nothing else inside except honesty. And you like honesty. You enjoy being honest. And through purity, honesty has become natural. And you won't need to speak in detail at length. But in what you say, things will become very clear for everyone. You won't need to think a lot. Nor will you speak at length, but the way in which you would speak is understood easily by others. So many times people say to Dadi, how is this possible? But Dadi says, I've actually seen it. I've seen when you let go of thinking too much, then it's possible. Because when you think too much, then it's possible for your train to derail, go off the track. Because what happens when you think a lot, you get lost in those thoughts, unnecessary or wasteful thoughts, and time is wasted. But Baba is talking to you directly and says, do this, don't do that. Think this, don't think that. And for some, time is wasted because of thinking wastefully. And in order to be happy all the time, the people find that difficult. They think that's difficult. But fortune is to always have the fortune of being happy. So earn this type of income so that you are always happy. So that anyone who comes in front of you is also happy. And wherever you go, there's happiness there. You're happy wherever you are. So sometimes our sisters say that I want to give training to these people. And Dadi says that word training is for outsiders. Dadi would never say, I have to give training to these people or that I need training. But what is it that we have to do? We have to practice. We have to practice. In training, you use your intellect. But when you practice, you do it from the heart. You would say the practice of yoga. You wouldn't say the training of yoga. You would say the practice of yoga. And that's something that's internal. The knowledge that you hear, you need the dharana to practice yoga. And some say, Dadi, I like the things you share, but they say, but what? Why do you say but? Because the things that you like, when you practice those things, they will become yours. Okay, it's you who shared it, but I've practiced it and I like it, having practiced it. So, the company that you have and the practice that you have, you would make sure both are very good, so that the company and the practice really color the soul, and then you make yourself strong, you make your stage strong. In order to make your stage strong, have really good feelings for yourself. And in this, Baba gives a great deal of help. And so all I have to do is keep practicing, keep studying and practicing so that you make your stage very, very strong. Then, no matter how much others try to make you fluctuate, you would just say quiet to them. You would just say that everything will be fine. You will have that power to say everything will be fine. And Baba used to reassure us in this way, that child, everything will be fine. Never has there been the thought, but how will it be fine? And so it's become a practice for us to say, everything will be okay, everything will be fine. And so when people come into connection with us, you reassure them that everything will be fine for them also, they also begin to think in this way. And Dadi shared in the teachers' meetings in India that Baba is the one who's brought me to the point that I'm at now. And why everyone has love for me? It's because I have the habit of practicing what Baba has taught. So when you practice the things that you hear from Baba, then you see the proof, the result. Even if a little child was to practice or an old person was to practice, then you will have so much love for them. Like look at Brother Sol, he used to sit here in the front seat. And I remember him, even though he was so sick with cancer, he had the practice of always being happy. He himself would offer to sing a song. And you could see his bones, he was so skinny. Yet he was singing Baba's songs with so much happiness. Why? Because of his practice. And his Lokik family have sent a letter of thanks to Dadi. They've sent a card with a lot of love. They filled this card with thanks. Why? Because of Sol's practice of knowledge and yoga. So in a school, when a child studies, they practice what they're learning and they become more and more clever. In business also, when somebody has practice, then nothing is too big for them. Nothing seems difficult for them. So, who will do any form of practice? Those who don't waste their time in wasteful company or waste thoughts. They will have that thought, this is the time in which I have to earn an income, and this is their greatness. they will value their time, their thoughts. So that he said the other day, to have attention on your thoughts, words and actions, and it's not your greatness, it's not a thing of honor to say anything wasteful or negative or think badly. After all, we belong to a royal family, a royal clan, who can be as royal as us Rajyogis and Raj Rishis throughout the whole Kalpa. There's no one like us throughout the whole Kalpa, the whole cycle. There are so many who play a part, and there are crores of souls in the world, millions, billions of souls in the world. See them and see yourselves and see, do I have the royalty of purity? By practicing soul consciousness, do I have the intoxication of being a child of God? By being soul conscious and feeling that I'm a child of God, then body consciousness finishes. So there's so much intoxication. The intoxication that I'm a child of God. And by staying in a soul conscious stage, there will not be any effect of praise or defamation, respect, or if you're not given respect and you're insulted, it doesn't matter what others say or do. Say, for instance, they've seen some mistake of mine and they defame me. Then I say, it's okay, it doesn't matter, but I'm not going to treat them in the way they're treating me. So to make your stage strong, your foundation strong, and this is the way in which you can claim blessings from others. This is the way in which you claim the right to get blessings from everyone, because everyone will say, this one has worked hard, and you won't have to teach them, but they will learn from your character, from your example, from your vision, because Baba has performed wonders through his drishti and how he's transformed our drishti. Dadi is sharing with us, do you know, this time Dadi did not give leave to Baba. And she said that, look, Baba, she said the following night, that look, when is Baba going to come again? She was asking Dadi Gulzar, and Dadi Kumarka said, Dadi Gulzar said, the season for meeting Baba is over, now the season for service has begun, and then Baba will come. And Dadi Kumarka said, no, Baba has to come every month within the year, every month, once a month. And when Baba does come in the season, Baba comes twice in the month. And so, Baba comes twice a month. And so, this is how Dadi Kumarka has been talking. And she said, but last night Baba came. And so she wanted Baba to come every month. And this is all Dadi sees. She doesn't see anything else. She just wants Baba's presence. She wants all of us to be present in front of Baba. So when there's so much love for Baba, then their heart is full of love and they will not need to beg for love. They will not be happy having received love from someone, and they will not be in need of respect from others. And if one is not able to tolerate insult or defamation, then such a soul cannot remain on the seat of self-respect. Just accept the things that Baba is telling you, then you will not come off the seat of self-respect. If you just accept useless things and don't stay in self-respect, then how will others have respect for you? So the other day, Daddy was thinking that the things that Baba tells us are things that we really like, and Baba was saying that I'm the one who makes you worthy of worship. Baba says, I make you worthy of worship, but how will you become that? Because the words are, you are the ones who were worthy of worship, you are the ones who become worshippers. So we ourselves make ourselves worthy of worship. Baba is the one who is making us this, but I am the one who has to become this. Baba is the one who is making this from what I was, and this is what I have to do. If at the time of doing I'm looking here and there, and I'm distracted, and sometimes my stage is high and sometimes it's low, how am I going to become a worship-worthy deity? All you have to do is give yourself to Baba and let Him do the work of making you worthy of worship. It's not that you have to make others worshippers of yourself, but you have to become qualified to be worthy of worship, so that everyone's hearts are full of love and blessings for you. In order to be worthy of worship, to be such that everyone feels love and blessings from you, and everyone feels that I receive power from this person. So to make yourselves like this, worthy of worship, even whilst moving along and engaging in work, have that attention on yourself. Wherever you may be, whilst walking, moving along, sitting, doing whatever you're doing, to have attention on yourself and not to keep useless things in your intellect. So at least understand that this thing is useless, unnecessary, wasteful. If it comes into my intellect, then what will my face be like? If it comes to me, but I don't take it within myself, it may come with great force, but I don't take it within myself, then it's very good. It's fine. It's something external, but I don't take it within myself, then you're so very lucky. So don't take anything of outside within yourself, because once you've taken it in, it's going to be difficult to throw it out again. If you take it in, then it's going to draw on your energy. It's going to pull your energy away. And I say to so many that create your energy and then save it. Don't waste your energy in useless things. In service also, energy should be created, not that it's lost. Baba gives us power, and we remain content, we make others content, then energy is created. But if I'm not content, and if I'm careless about making others content, if I'm thinking, why should I bother, they're not bothering, then your own energy is lost. So it's the work of a fortunate soul to create energy. So let there be incognito attention on the self. Am I creating energy or am I losing energy? When somebody loses energy a lot, then they sleep a lot. Because they don't have energy, they don't have the energy to sit. Their heart just says, I just want to sleep. Or the heart says that, oh, let go of me, just leave me alone. But where would they go? Do they have a place to go? No. Baba, I won't go anywhere else, I'll stay in your home, I'll remain yours, I'll do your service, I'll do this, Baba. And Baba would say, this is very good. Sit with Baba. Then Baba gives energy. When the child is in front of Baba, Baba gives the soul power. So whatever Baba says, just say, yes, Baba, accept that. Yes, Baba. Yes, Baba, it's good, Baba. Okay? So each one should have so much energy, not energy to fight, but energy to stop fighting. Some have the energy to fight, but our energy is to be quiet, to not fight, not to say anything, not to prove yourself that I am right, you are wrong. In this way, energy is lost. Okay, just say, sorry, you're right, fine, end of matter. Because we are becoming worthy of worship. Thank you. Om Shanti. I'll see if I can translate the song. Every minute. Just want to keep looking at you all the time, and all the sorrows of this life have finished because I found my destination. And now my life is colored with happiness. This heart remembers you at every minute. So that is what your love is, Baba. Everything of mine has become worthwhile. My mind is used in a worthwhile way, as so is this body. And my heartbeat says that you are in my every breath. And the tune of love is filled in the gathering. Baba, your love has tied us. I've become tied in your love to you. This heart remembers you at every minute. That is your love, Baba. Om Shanti.